listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, friends. Just got word that there are 702 children that are in desperate circumstance. I want to tell you their story. I want to tell you what they're up against. And I want to see if we can't do something to change the equation. Right now, it's Kevin McCullough Radio with my good friend Todd Chapman from Food for the Poor. Don't go anywhere.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Iota made landfall as a catastrophic Category 4 hurricane in Central America overnight. Here's what the storm sounded like when it hit. You see that huge wave that's just 15 miles from where Ada devastated the area earlier this month.
All right, so last year, that was the news headline, and it lasted for about a half a second, and then Americans went on and forgot all about it, and they were busy doing their thing. But those two hurricanes converged on Central America in a way that we can't even relate to in the States. Do you remember how strong Hurricane Sandy was, Category 4? Imagine having not one but two of those crisscross where you live within 2 weeks' time of each other. That's what happened. And so out of that result, and remember what the region was dealing with prior to that, great food insecurity, great poverty. Guatemala, the second poorest country in the hemisphere. And then, you know, the Honduras and Nicaragua, not exactly like, you know, making bank month to month. So we're already talking about a fairly impoverished region. We're talking about a place that had poor infrastructure to begin with. And then they get hit not with one hurricane, but bam, 15 days later, they get hit with another one. And whatever infrastructure they had, gone, torn up, torn apart, people dead from the storm. And then those that survived were left with far less usable life, you know, material around them. You know, houses destroyed, things flooded out, crops, what little they were able to grow, completely gone. This is the reality that now 702 children that are known to us because they are known to Food for the Poor find themselves in. 702 children that wake up every day going, I don't know if I'm going to see tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to eat tonight. I don't know if I'm going to have anything that I'm going to be able to count on as being, you know, reliable. This is the experience that these 702 children are facing. And the reason that Food for the Poor is there, because they work through the local church, pastors on the ground, Food for the Poor on the ground, they're wanting to get them the help as fast as possible. We want to help Food for the Poor do that as well. That's why I've asked Todd Chapman to rejoin us here in New York on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, and Kevin McCullough Radio, because it's always good to see Todd. But we get to do such important things when he's here. And Todd, I can't imagine, I mean, for those of us that lived through Hurricane Sandy, you know, New York's pretty fortified territory. We've got strong houses with strong basements, and if we got a little bit of water in the bottom of them, or had a beach house that got blown away, you know, that we didn't live in year round, those are minor problems compared to what these families endured. And then all of that, realizing that it's sitting on top of a COVID crisis to begin with.
Yeah, you know, here in the U.S., when calamity comes, and it does, but we have safety nets, we have protections. You know, we've got insurance, we've got FEMA. We live in the most blessed country, arguably, that's ever existed on the face of the planet, and so we have some wherewithal to recover when disaster comes. But in the poorest countries of the world, they don't have any of that stuff, and in particular in Central America. They were on the heels of the better part of a year, almost a year, I guess at that point about 10 months, of having their ability to go to work cut off because of COVID-19. They had to quarantine just like we did here in the U.S., except it was amped up even more. They didn't have the ability to work remote. I mean, you know, when you do a manual labor job, you're working in the fields, you got your little, marketplace business, and that's your livelihood, throwing off maybe $2, $3, $4 a day. And the government says because of some virus, you can't do that anymore. Well, where are you going to turn? There's no stimulus checks. There's no government assistance. There's no expanded unemployment. None of the things that we have had to shepherd us through this thing called COVID-19, they didn't have any of that. And then on the heels of all of that, even just as things were beginning to feel like they were opening back up a little bit and they could get back on their feet, along come these hurricanes. And in Honduras in particular, where they made landfall, a largely agricultural society, 75% of the crops wiped out. And so now these families who already were reeling, they were already feeling like, oh, man, okay, we made it through that. We can get back on our feet. Things are going to get better. The crops are in the field. Soon the harvest will come. We can eat again. We can sell our crops, make some money. No, the hurricanes blew all of that away. So the long and short of it is, friends, we have brothers and sisters in another country, not that far away, really, but they're suffering. They're suffering unlike we've ever seen suffering before in this part of the world. And today we're going to ask you to help. That's where we're at. We're asking you to help. 700 children are teetering on the brink of starvation. But today you can make a life-saving difference as you partner with Food for the Poor. Your gift of as little as $37 will allow us to give 6 months of life-saving food to one of these children. 6 months of life-saving food, $37, comes down to about 20 cents a day. And we're just praying that during the Kevin McCullough Show today, you are going to be as generous as you can to help us rescue as many kids as possible. Oh, and Kev, we got some great help. A very generous friend of Food for the Poor here on the Kevin McCullough Show, doubling whatever is given during the program today.
We've got to do that, friends, and there's only 53 minutes or so left in the hour, so you've got to help us right now. Step up. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Sometimes I get a little bit lost in the numbers, you know, like 702 children, and I'm like, wow, how do we even know 702 kids? And I'm thinking about our local school district and how many kids are in the average in our town. We have probably about 400 kids in the average elementary school. So a couple of elementary schools worth full of kids that are going to bed tonight and not knowing if they are going to survive tomorrow. And I thought about another thing, Todd. I thought, you know, there was a time not that long ago when there were ministries on the radio that were asking for $35 a month to feed a child for the month. And here, because of Food for the Poor strategic partnership, you guys are crisscrossing networks. You've got rice coming from one place and beans coming from another. And you've got people that are providing the shipping and working in cohesion to eliminate the waste and to make the cost as efficient as possible. And for $37 one time, you feed a child for 6 months. Friends, this is a massive return on your investment with Food for the Poor. I want you to step up and to help these children know that they are not lost. Now, $37 per child, how many children could you help? Could you help five? That's $185 one-time gift. Could you do a child a month, $37 a month for the next 6 months? Could you do five children a month for the next 6 months? Some of you could do $185 a month for the next 6 months, but you would end up helping, what is that, 30 children over the course of those 6 months and securing their life and making sure that they are well-fed for the next 6 months in a way that they do not believe currently that they will be. We need you to help us. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. You can also give online, WMCA.com. Easy to find. Click on the Food for the Poor banner at the top of the page. And when you do, whether you call or whether you go online, it's not going to take you more than a couple of minutes in either way. We want to be very respectful of your time and very grateful for your involvement. So we want to make it as easy as possible. But if you go to WMCA.com, you can click on the Food for the Poor banner. You're going to see a simple explanation. If you want to click through that and go to the Food for the Poor website, there's even more information you could find if you needed more information about what we're doing. Then there are a whole bunch of you that have given to Food for the Poor for years when we've asked you to, and you've helped them in significant ways. We need your involvement again as well, friends. And this year, a little bit different than what we've talked about in the past, but this is where the urgency is. These kids, these 702 kids in this, you know, completely devastated region of the world need help in a way that no one else can bring them. No one else knows that they're there. No one else is working hard to try to save them. Food for the Poor is, they've asked us, their longtime friends here in the church community in New York, to be part of it. We can make a difference right now. 855-907-4673. And every gift this hour doubled when you call. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. Coming right back.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure, giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure, which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
This is Carol Platt-Lebow for townhall.com. Northern Virginia has been called the Silicon Valley of the East, but don't expect that moniker to last much longer. In the name of equity, the state is considering changes that could leave students unable to take advanced math classes until junior year of high school. Papers by a National Association for Math Teachers, shared by the Virginia Education Department, read as follows. Those that have been privileged by the current system must be willing to give up that privilege for more equitable schooling. And members of the group charged with rethinking the state math curriculum admit one of their goals is addressing inequities in math education. While Virginia flirts with social justice, American students rank a mediocre 30th in math in the latest scores from the Program for International Student Assessment. China students came in first. If America intends to compete in the future, it's long past time for Virginia to worry less about equity and more about excellence.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Yosefat Ministries invites all COVID patients to an online healing prayer service through Zoom every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. with Reverend Dr. Yosefat. This prayer service is free with no offerings. To join Yosefat Ministries in this Zoom prayer meeting for COVID patients only, use ID 364-469-5055. You can find Yosefat Ministries on Facebook at OHPS COVID. That's OHPS COVID on Facebook. Once again, Yosefat Ministries is inviting all COVID patients to an online healing prayer service through Zoom every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. with Reverend Dr. Yosefat. This prayer service is free with no offerings. To join Yosefat Ministries in this Zoom prayer meeting for COVID patients only, use ID 364-469-5055. You can find Yosefat Ministries on Facebook at OHPS COVID. That's OHPS COVID. Together, let's pray.
The Ask Sister Jean live gospel broadcast is praying for you. Sister Jean invites you to call in your prayers every Sunday from 5 until 6 p.m. at 718-653-7970. Keep prayer on the air with your donations to Sister Jean at 718-653-7970. Is there something you need prayer for? The Bible quotes in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." If you have a prayer request, call Sister Jean at 718-653-7970, and Sister Jean will pray for you, your families, your job, your struggles,
struggles and troubles. Sister Jean's live pray call-in broadcast is Sundays from 5 until 6 p.m. Ask Sister Jean wants to pray for you. To keep prayer on the air live with Sister Jean, please send your donations by calling 718-653-7970 and tune in at 5 p.m. this Sunday for the Ask Sister Jean live call-in your prayers gospel broadcast on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Please help us. We're trying to save 702 children's lives. 855-907-4673.
In northern Honduras, people returned to their wrecked homes after Tropical Storm Iota hit on Tuesday. It came just 2 weeks after Hurricane Eta struck the region.
"75% or more of the crops in Honduras are gone. Big ones, small ones are gone. So these people that used to help the neighbors cannot help them because now they're as poor as the one next door. So we have to depend on the aid that comes from outside, international aid, like the one that comes from USA, like the one that comes from Food for the Poor and the donors. Because here, there's no way. We got to a point that we dropped so low in our incomes, in the crops, in the housing, in everything. We lost everything."
They lost everything, and now there are 702 children that are vulnerable that are likely not going to survive if we don't get them emergency supplies of food for the next 6 months. This was a region of the world, by the way, that was impacted by COVID, not necessarily as much by the virus, but by the slowdown in the first world of being able to get food to them in that region. And then to have two hurricanes on top of that, friends, this is just a devastated area of the world. Todd Chapman is back with us from Food for the Poor. And Todd, when people call 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, they can know that not only is their gift needed right now, but that it's going to go into immediate effect and do good almost as soon as they give the gift.
To make your generous gift, and you know, your gift today actually will emerge in the form of good news through a pastor, local food to these families in just a matter of days. The machine at Food for the Poor is always running, right? We're always shipping food. We're always distributing food. But when you give right now, you allow us just to add another child or five kids or 10 kids to the list of recipients. And so it's a beautiful solution. I want you to imagine these moms, these families, these kids. They've been praying for over a year now, praying God, and maybe they don't even totally understand what's going on. They may not really understand this virus thing like we do, right? They just know that they've been told they can't go to work. The kids have not been able to go to school for over a year. In Latin America, half of the schools are still closed. And understand that in these countries, school is oftentimes the only place a child is guaranteed to get a decent meal. So if they're not going to school, not only are they not getting the education that they need, but also they're not getting a life-saving meal. And so this is truly suffering unlike we've ever seen before, but you can intervene. I believe God has you hearing this special Kevin McCullough program today because he wants to use you to make a difference. Now, I don't know what that looks like dollar-wise or impact-wise for you, But you can make a difference. $37 rescues one child. Actually, two. Everything's doubled right now. Could you give a gift of $185? You could rescue 10 kids right there. Can you trust God for $185? Kevin, you know we've got 700 kids on this list, and I know that seems like a big number. But if you break it down with this doubling match in place right now, if we could hear from five people in the next couple minutes trusting God with that gift of $185, that would be 50 of those kids checked off the list just like that. It Wow. doesn't take much time. It doesn't take very many people. What it takes is people hearing the need and without hesitation saying, God, I can do something. You know, I was so inspired this morning. I don't know if you saw this news headline about the truck that kind of went off the bridge over the water and was hanging there. And I guess a toddler, a baby fell out of the truck and into the water. And a bystander up on the roadway, without hesitation, saw what happened, pulled over, hops out of his car, and dives off of the bridge into the water. And he pulled that baby up and stopped that baby from dying, from drowning.
Wow.
And then a boat came, a man and his wife were on a boat out there, and they saw this happen. They came over, they picked him up, and they said the guy just disappeared. Didn't give his name, didn't want to be interviewed on TV. He just said, I had to save that baby. I was so inspired by that act of courage, that act of sacrifice. That man put his life on the line to save one child. I'm not asking you to put your life on the line today. I'm asking you to save a child with pennies a day. Can you do that right now? How many kids can you rescue in this moment? Time is so short. Kevin, these kids have been suffering so long. God's people need to respond. This is why we're here. This is why we're here. We are the frontline responders in this battle against all that ails the world. And here's a chance for you to make a difference right now.
And you can do literally twice as much as you would normally be able to because of this doubling match that is in effect right now and will be for about another 33 minutes or so. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. We need you to be as generous as you can. We need you to ask yourself the question, Lord, what do you want me to do as it relates to this? But Todd, one of the things I always want to remind people of is that Food for the Poor doesn't go into a circumstance in some sort of spiritual vacuum. They don't just give food and say, hey, hope you do better, and then head off. Right. There's a long-time commitment with a local church leader that is involved in the lives of these children. And as these 702 kids are cared for, you're shaping 702 lives that can eventually impact the world, even from the position where they are now.
Yeah, we've always worked through the local church, through local pastors, because we want it to be more than humanitarian aid. And, you know, more foundationally, we want to enable and empower these pastors to forge a relationship with the people in their community so that that nurture, that spiritual nurture, can continue to move forward into the future. And we've got remarkable stories. I can't tell you. Well, Kevin, you were traveling with me in Haiti a number of years ago where we met a pastor who told us, I've been praying for my little town of Kadwa for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now God has finally answered my prayers and deliverance has come to my community today. Man, what a powerful moment. You know, sometimes I think we really underestimate the impact that God can have on the world through us. I know it doesn't seem very profound, but when you talk about a child who for the last 14 months has awakened every day with an aching, empty stomach, and who is constantly fearful and wondering, will I get to eat today? When you give the gift of food to that child, you're giving so much more than food. You're giving them hope. You're letting them know they're not forgotten. We've had so many people say to our workers, we thought that you'd forgotten us. We thought that God had forgotten us. But these pastors show up with the food that you provide today, and you let them know God has not forgotten you. You can make such a huge difference today, friend. The question is, will you allow God to use you to bring a miracle?
You can do that by calling 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. You can also go on the WMCA.com website and give a gift through there. Just look for the Food for the Poor banner and click, and you will be on your way to the donation page. You can also find out more information about Food for the Poor through that link as well. But go to WMCA.com, click on Food for the Poor, or make this call. Just stick this number in your phone, even if you're driving right now, and then call safely once you arrive as to where you're headed. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. and then ask the Lord, what will you have of me to do, do today? Could I do a $370 gift and help rescue 10? No, make that 20 children right now, this hour, because you respond in obedience and generosity. 855-907-4673. Coming right back. It's Kevin McCullough.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd returns this weekend to its usual half-hour broadcast. This new season will kick off with honored guest, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. As the pandemic crisis was grabbing hold of our city, Senator Schumer was the last guest on the March 13th, 2020 edition of Reaching Out. That broadcast received high acclaim and even a special award, the Matt Daugherty and Gwen Wells Award for Excellence in Broadcast Media and Communications from Metro New York's Labor Communications Council for its valuable service at a time when COVID-19 was the subject on everyone's mind. Now in his new leadership role as Senate Majority Leader, you'll hear Senator Schumer talk about the challenges of both the year that was and the years going forward. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd with very special guest, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion. confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, do not forget, we are under a time deadline for today's match, 855-907-4673. Just another 25 minutes or so that we have to fulfill this, and we want to help you, and we want to help Food for the Poor be generous as possible. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673.
When it comes a time and there is no food, how does she help the children get through that when their stomachs are empty?
Ahorita pasan sa sí mismo, pero otro día vamos a trabajar y vamos a comer lo que nos sorprende, pero si tenemos.
I tell them that today we cannot eat, but another day we will have food. Yeah, we need to work in order to have food to put in our plates.
When she prays, what does she pray to God for?
I ask God for help for my children and to give us bread to have each day something to eat.
Listening to testimony of some of the residents brings you to tears to know that people are suffering, but in the same breath, they still possess a hope and a belief that God is going to rescue them. So even though I might cry as to their plight, I'm encouraged that even in the midst of what they're going through, that they maintain a faith and a belief that God will come to see about me. And I think one of the ladies said that whatever God starts, he will finish. And God would not let us be out here and not come and get us. So that lets me know that wherever you are, God's going to come and get you.
Wow. One of the, no doubt, media members that Food for the Poor has taken to the field to show what is happening in their the projects that they are involved in. And as one who has been on that trip, it rips your heart out. You see exactly how powerful the impact Food for the Poor is making. And friends, I just want to say, you know, it's important that when we hear these things, that we don't sit back and say, oh, you know, start nodding our head and say, that's a really good thing that Food for the Poor is doing. I think that they're doing a really good job, because the longer we nod our head, the less we are involved in actually getting the work done. And so we don't need the nodding of the head. We need the doing of the thing. And so let's be about the doing of the thing today, which is rescuing these 702 children that are not only known by name to Food for the Poor. That's kind of cool that they know who these kids are and can find them and give them the help that they need. But more importantly, they're known by name to God. He made each one of them in his image. He loves them and has a purpose for them. He needs and wants his church to minister to them, to tell them the good news of Jesus, to fill their belly with food when they are hungry so that they can grow into a meaningful, effective relationship with him and ultimately lead a life that redeems the world around it. This is the great purpose. This is the great plan of why we do this very type of work with Food for the Poor every single year. And there's not a single one of those 702 kids that God has written off. There's not a single one of those 702 children that he has said, they're not important to me. They're important to him. And because they are, they need to be important to us. So how many children will you help right now? $37 will secure their food circumstance for the next 6 months. $37. For $37, less than you could probably feed your family for on a given day when you're out on, you know, a family date of some sort. For less than that amount of money, you could feed those children for an entire year. An entire 6 months. And the process of that helps them be rescued for that next half year. And friends, there's those of you that can do more. And I would hope that those that can would. Right now, if somebody was willing to give $1,850, which would be matched, by the way, by the match that we're involved in, you would help rescue 50 children initially. But with the match, you end up helping 100 kids in the process. Would you give that gift right now? If you have the ability to do $1,850, you can rescue 100 children right now. But if that is out of your reach, maybe $37, maybe $37 a month, maybe a one-time gift of $185. And when you do, friends, you're going to be contributing to the global gospel work of the church. It is not dependent upon just one of us to be faithful. God has asked us all to be involved in this work. Food for the Poor is doing their part. They have the ability to network with these food suppliers, to get the shipping done, to get them on containers, to get them to the places that have been impacted by the hurricanes and the storms. They have the ability to change and touch those lives in person. You and I don't have that ability. We're at home. We have children to raise. We have jobs that we're trying to hang on to or maybe get here in the States. And God understands all of where we're at. Some of us got PPP money that we didn't need. And maybe you've been looking for a place to put some of that into something that would make a difference. This would make a powerful statement right now if you were able to give a leadership gift and say, you know what, let me rescue 50 kids right now, $1,850. You could do that. My job, as Todd said in the last segment, is not to tell you what to do. It's to tell you what the need is and to show you that Food for the Poor is doing God's work in it. When we come back, more with Todd and more thoughts on this, but don't let this moment get away. Just a little over 15 minutes or so left in the broadcast of broadcast time, and that is the amount of time we have for this match today. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Coming right back.
Come join the BCCA family. Bergen County Christian Academy is a full preschool through 12th grade Christian school serving the greater Bergen County area. We educate our students in a safe environment where the mind and spirit of every child is nurtured and challenged. Our school honors God and teaches Bible-based curriculum, allowing students to learn through the lens of a biblical worldview. The curriculum also includes college prep courses, technology, music, arts, and athletics. What better place is there than BCCA, where your child has school teachers that not only love their students, but pray for them as well. Our teachers have a love of God, integrity in conduct, excellence in effort, and a love for our students. Bergen County Christian Academy is a strong and safe environment for students, parents, and family members to connect with each other and grow in the Lord. Consider joining the BCCA community. Bergen County Christian Academy is still accepting applications. For more information, visit www.bergenchristian.org or call 201-487-7212.
Hey, Pastor Darren Goldstein here from Hope Outreach Ministries, where everyone is welcome, where we serve the I Am Possible God. We are building people of faith, love, and power. We invite you to come and worship with us in person. Our doors open at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. We are located at 333 13th Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience heaven on earth or join us on Facebook Live at 3 p.m. at Hope Outreach Ministries for everyone. We promise you will never be the same as you experience the presence of Almighty God.
Mother's Day is almost here, so send Mom exactly what she craves, the mouthwatering Let's Go Grill package. Visit omahasteaks.com and enter keyword cookout in the search bar to order today. This package includes our signature butcher-cut filet mignons, apple tartlets, and so much more. Plus, you'll get the tasty bonus of 12 ultra-juicy Omaha Steaks burgers free, and your first order is $20 off. The Let's Go Grill package is going fast, so don't wait. Order now at omahasteaks.com, keyword cookout.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies showed that talcum contained asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
If you're thinking about selling your house, call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free consultation. This is not your typical real estate broker. It's a company you can trust. Calamine & Company focuses on representing sellers and always puts the seller's needs above everything else. Louis Calamine leads a dedicated team of client-focused professionals who combine old-school values with cutting-edge technology. Their deals always get closed and for top dollar. They remove the stress that typically comes from selling a house. Look at their perfect ratings and reviews online. Their unprecedented 100% success rate guarantees your sale will close. Calamine & Company is truly in a class by itself. Remember, they always specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by attorneys, executors, administrators, and the surrogate's court. Offices across New York City and coming soon to New Jersey. Visit calamine.com or call 718-998-1100. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors & Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, just minutes left in our matching challenge today, 855-907-4673. Rescue one of the 702 kids in facing real crises because of those hurricanes from last year.
Guatemala and Honduras helicopters and boats are being used to rescue people stranded by floodwaters. Ada is expected to gain strength.
These countries had no resources available. They had very little, if any, government assistance. They had no food bank that they could rely on. They were relying on Food for the Poor and our organizations. In addition to that, we understood that because of COVID, there was a limited workforce that was available, especially in terms of customs and clearance. So we took the unprecedented step of, number one, stimulating the local economy, and number two, getting food to people in a faster manner. We started packaging 2-week and 1-month food baskets for a family of five. And we did this throughout all of our countries. So we were able to reach those families immediately. And that's only been possible through your listeners.
855-907-4673. That is exactly what we're talking about right now. And Todd Chapman, you can delve down a little bit deeper in it. We've explained it a couple of times, but there's multiple wet layers of help going on here. And it's not just getting the basic rice and beans from large suppliers that have partnership, but there's also a local economy aspect and an on-the-ground army. Talk to us.
Yeah, so COVID-19 unleashed a food crisis in all the 17 countries where Food for the Poor works, particularly deep in Central America. And then, of course, those hurricanes that you just heard about on the heels of that. And so it truly is a crisis unlike anything we've ever faced in our countries before, in that it has touched all 17 of our countries, and it's gone on for a really, really long time and continues to persist to this day. And so that's why today, on this day of hope here on the Kevin McCullough Show, we're not inviting you to give a week's worth or a month's worth of food. It's 6 months of life-saving food delivered by a local pastor, taken right to their home. Now, typically we have people come to a Food for the Poor operated feeding center, but because of COVID-19, we had to begin taking the food out to people's homes, and we continue to do that to this day. Rice and beans shipped into the country, a lot of the food locally sourced, so we're actually propping up the local economy as well by buying vegetables, by buying meat from the local farmers right there in the country. So your gift today is going to have so many impacts. Number one, you're rescuing a child or a family from starvation. Number two, you're propping up the local economy because part of that food is going to be bought there in the country. Number three, you're encouraging a pastor to do what God has called him to do and minister to his community by giving him the means to do that. He can take food out to these families and be an answer to their prayer and then begin to pray with them and nurture them, and they become a part of his flock. And so, we're not even going to be able to measure the long-term impact of what you do today providing this food. But time is short. Can you give this food right now? $37 is going to be 6 months of life-saving food, every gift being doubled right now. And Kevin, I had a thought in the break a couple of minutes ago, because the reality is, when you look at the number, we've got thousands of people hearing our voices right now. But the reality is that a very small minority of people will respond. I'm talking like typically about 1 out of every 100 people that hear this invitation will respond. And it keeps me up at night because I think, like, why is that? Why is it so hard for God's people to respond when we offer needs like this? And especially when you're talking about, come on, let's get real.
Life-saving needs.
Life-saving food. And we're talking about $1.50 a week. It's $1.50 a week It's not even a decent cup of coffee. And you can save two kids from starving. And so here, look, I don't want to browbeat you, but here's the spiritual truth that I know is true in my life, and maybe it's yours as well. You know why we don't respond? Because Satan is a liar, and we listen to him. And so we hear about a need like this, and Satan starts filling our minds with stuff like, oh, well, you know, your gift isn't going to make a difference because you can only feed one child, and, you know, there's 700 kids, so, well, I'm... Or, oh, I'm sure someone else is going to do that. And that's when we nod and smile. Oh, this is great that the Kevin McCullough show is doing this. And I can't wait to see what God does. But yet we're not part of the solution. Can I just challenge you, brother and sister? Stop listening to the lie. Get in the game. Trust God. God doesn't waste anything. God is not wasting this invitation on you. If he didn't want you to do this, he wouldn't bring it across your consciousness today. I believe God wants to use you to bring a miracle in the life of a child, a family. I don't know what your capacity is, but every gift is going to make a life-saving difference, and every gift is going to be doubled. So in the final few moments of our program, could we just see a massive outpouring of God's people saying, yeah, I'm going to be a part of this. You know, God is working a miracle, and he's inviting me to be a part of it right now. Can you get on board? Let's rescue some families. Let's glorify Jesus in what we do today. This is what the church is here for. 855-907-4673. We should get lit up about this, man. We should be like, this is awesome. Thank you, God, for this invitation. I want to be a part of it. 855-907-4673.
There is no question that, Todd, when you're talking about the opportunity to be involved, that there is typically a small number of people that do this. And I'm so blown away at how month after month, people that listen to this radio station say, you know what, I'm going to take on this need. I'm going to get involved here. But what Todd said, friend, right there is really true. And I want you to consider this. More than 8.5, 9, 9.5 people out of 10. Listening today have not yet gotten involved. I'm not saying you won't. I'm saying you haven't yet. And I'm saying you haven't yet because I'm hopeful that God will tap you on the shoulder and you'll say, you know what? I'm going to do something. This is the time I'm going to do it, especially since we have only a few minutes left in this hour to effectively double whatever you decide to do. And I'm grateful that there are people like this partner of Food for the Poor that comes along and says, yeah, I believe in what we're doing so much. I love what WMCA is about. I love what Food for the Poor is about. I'm going to encourage the people to do even more. I'm going to encourage them to multiply the good that can be accomplished here. And friends, it's beyond just whether or not I like it or not. The Bible actually says this is good. It is good when we prod one another, when we stimulate them, when we say, hey, let's do something good here. Let's make a difference right now. The New Testament calls that good. When you stimulate one another to love and deeds, you're doing God's actual work. So this partner who's going to match our gifts is stimulating. Todd's encouragement is stimulating. Let's do this. Let's not sit back and say, yeah, let someone else take care of it. Let's say, okay, maybe I never have given before. I'm going to give right now. 855-907-4673. Coming right back. Final few minutes. Todd Chapman, Kevin McCullough, Food for the Poor. Stay with us.
This is Pastor Dave Watson to share his thoughts and prayer for the National Day of Prayer.
This is Dave Watson, pastor of Calvary Chapel on Staten Island and host of God in Our City, heard right here on WMCA 570. Follow us at www.calvarychapelsi.org. These have been tough times for all of us and tough times for God's church. We've experienced a lot of loss. During times of loss, it's good to remember the words of Lamentations 3:22-23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us, and we thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, these have been difficult days, but thank you. Thank you for bringing us through. Thank you that we can count on you. Lord, in the days that are ahead, we pray that you will bring healing to our hearts. We pray, Lord, for healing for those who have lost loved ones, as well as, Lord, we pray for healing for your church. that your church would not be divided, that your church would go forth united, proclaiming the wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ. And please, Lord, heal our nation, heal our land. Lord, we need you more now than we can ever remember. In Jesus' name, amen.
The world has changed a lot over this past year. If you are turning 65 or currently on Medicare, Assurance can help you get confidence in knowing you have the healthcare coverage you need. Chat with a licensed insurance agent for a free, no-obligation Medicare Advantage Plan consultation with Assurance at 1-833-381-1505. That's 1-833-381-1505 or assurance.com/radio. Together, Assurance can help recommend a Medicare Advantage Plan that's right for you.
Go deep into God's Word and find direction for living the victorious Christian life. Join Pastor Victor Ardedokun for Redeeming Love, brought to you by the Redemption House every Tuesday evening at 8:45 right here on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, just a handful of minutes left for you to get your gift matched today. 855-907-4673.
What are the children eating today?
Salad, tomatoes, tortilla.
Only tomatoes with tortilla.
Are they still hungry?
Right now, they are hungry. They want food, and we don't have money enough to get to that whole week.
How does it make her feel when she can't feed her children?
Sometimes I get in my room by myself and I cry. I wonder how can I make their life better and have more money in order to give them food. I don't want my sons and my daughters to suffer.
That's the cry of every mom. They don't want their sons and their daughters to cry and to suffer. That is the normal, decent response of a parent who deeply loves their children. And Todd Chapman, that's what this is about. These 702 kids that have lost everything and supplying a little bit of food for them.
And I want to challenge our friends in the final few minutes. As followers of Jesus, you know, the Bible commands us to love. The Bible says that they will know we are Christians by the way we love one another. So I just want to ask you a very pointed question. Do you want any child to suffer? Not just our kids. Do you want any child to suffer? And if the answer is no, and I believe that your answer is no, well, of course I don't want any child to suffer. Who would? I mean, what kind of person? Well, then I'm just going to ask you, now that you know that you can stop a child or maybe even 5-10 kids from suffering, will you do that today? We've told you what the need is. These kids are starving because of COVID-19, because of these hurricanes in Central America. We've told you what the solution is. You can partner with Food for the Poor and a local pastor, and for every $37 you give, you're going to give 6 months of life-saving food to a child. What will you do with that information? Because, you know, Kevin, I'm increasingly convicted the older I get that there are sins of commission and sins of omission. And sins of omission are very real. And their impact is very profound. When we see a need, when we hear God speaking to us, but we don't respond, we're guilty of disobedience. And when we fail to serve our poor brothers and sisters, then we are abdicating the responsibility that God ordained for the church to have, to be salt and light, to be love, to be transformative. You can do that today. Your gift is still going to be doubled for these final few minutes. Please be as generous as you can, and God bless you for your compassion and for your love.
Friends, just a few minutes left in this hour, and that means that you can still have your gift matched. In fact, if you get a busy signal on the phone line at 855-907-4673, jump over to the website at WMCA.com and give your gift online. As long as it's time-stamped within this hour, it will count towards the match. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. If you want to help 5 kids, that's $185. Because of the match, that turns into 10 kids that end up getting helped. If you could do $370 or $37 a month for 10 months or some combination thereof, that would turn from 10 kids into 20 children that you've helped rescue today. So whatever, however God's speaking to you, whatever is best for your budget, whatever is best for you, please take that into consideration and then do it. But most importantly, do it. 855-907-4673 or online at WMCA.com.